You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Molly Wood, in for Lizzie O'Leary. In our last segment, we talked to people who had questions about major policy issues in this country, and they didn't feel like they had gotten answers from the candidates or from the news. And that leads nicely into our next story, which is about where information and news comes from. Increasingly, that answer is from fewer and fewer companies. And with this week's announcement that AT&T will try to buy Time Warner and Comcast's purchase of NBC Universal in 2011, the companies who distribute information also control or want to control the content itself. So what does that mean for us? Zeynep Tufekci is an associate professor at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill's School of Information and Sociology. Zeynep, thanks for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
So, I mean, I think it's safe to say we're on the cusp of a deal, approval pending, of course, that could massively consolidate media under a company that does all kinds of things, pipes and delivery, mobile services and streaming, satellite subscription, and potentially also content. What might that mean? And have we seen anything like this before?
I would say we have seen things like that before, but when we had them before, the government stepped in to break it up. So it's kind of ironic we're seeing this kind of consolidation again. We had the AT&T broken up into pieces, and there's antitrust regulation almost to make this kind of thing not happen. But of course, in the past 15, 20 years, we've seen this increase in consolidation. And it comes at a very sensitive time. It comes at a time when there's a lot of mistrust in media. The public's trust in media is very low. Media is very polarized. And we have one of the presidential candidates running basically on a platform that argues the media is rigged against some candidates. Mm-hmm. But he is far from the only person who has concerns about media. And this is especially worrisome because, as you say, it's mixing both delivery and content and media holdings. And it's going to have a lot of interests in very important issues that it's also going to be covering and that we're going to be using some of its infrastructure to learn about. So I think it's a huge one. And it's for, in terms of the monopoly power of having this kind of vertical integration and horizontal integration, it's probably unprecedented in the internet era.
And yet you say, you know, it does feel like, as you mentioned, it's the culmination of a trend that is has been happening again over the past 10 or 15 years, where we've seen a lot of media consolidation. I think the, you know, the Comcast NBC Universal deal was a surprise to many that it got through. Why do you think that consolidation has been happening more and more recently?
Well, obviously, there is economies of scale and there are synergies that these companies think they can use. And also for them, it means less competition. Here, we're talking about one of the pillars, well, at least in theory, of democracy and how we learn things and what happens when, for example, there's the next debate about net neutrality. And how are we going to have this openly if so much of the media where we would be having this discussion is concentrated in so few companies? The trend has been, as you know, to let these large mergers to go through. Mm-hmm. But it might well be time to think, is this really healthy for democracy?
Absolutely. Well, and let's dive into the potential harm. I mean, is it measurable, do you think? Is there something we can point to and say this consolidation has started to hurt our access to information?
So to give a concrete example, in 1996, a Telecommunications Act that is the basis for all this deregulation and mergers to take place passed. And it was a very important bill. It made a lot of changes to the media environment. The bill is what allows these mergers to go through. Before that, we had a lot more safeguards. And if you look at the studies from that period, leading up to the bill, the three big networks that were really dominant then basically didn't cover the bill. Hmm. They just kind of ignored it. I mean, they covered it a little bit. But if you were just watching the three networks, you would have thought, oh, maybe something minor is going on, rather than there is this huge consequential bill that is going to remake the media environment. And 20 years later, you're going to end up with, you know, the kind of merger we're just talking about. So the media silence, the big media silence leading up to the 96 Telecommunication Act is kind of a warning, given this new company, if it goes ahead, is going to also be owning some of the pipeline over the internet. It's going to have a huge vested interest in certain outcomes and not in others. Given all that, I'm hoping that this is seen as a wait, we've let things get really far, especially since there is already so much distrust in big media, and what is it going to mean for both the internet and mass media and news environment and content environment? A lot of questions. All I can hope is that it doesn't just get rubber stamped.
I guess the one question that leads me to is a lot of people say that because the tools of content creation are easily accessible to many, that there is a proliferation of independent content that often doesn't have a business model. And then even major newspapers, you know, we've seen just in the last week or so, layoffs at the USA Today, rumors of layoffs at the New York Times. You know, everybody in journalism is struggling. Does part of this come down to how journalism and content creation can find a workable business plan?
I'm not going to say like I have an easy answer for anyone, but it's pretty clear that we need to find either it's going to be subscription, it's going to be donation, it's going to be philanthropy, it's going to be reader financed. We're going to have to find all these ways to support media that's trustworthy. And I think there's a lot of hunger for it. I find that the business model question is important, but given journalism's crucial role in creating some sense of what is real in the world, I really don't want the finance model to, you know, wag the dog this badly.
That's Zeynep Tufekci, sociology professor at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.